It's back to our sports review of the year, and as we know, focus in on motorsports. And it was an unbelievable end to the Donegal International Rally this year. Our special guest in a review is Manus Kelly, who drove the Subaru WRC S12B to victory alongside his navigator Donal Barrett. We'll get Manus's thoughts on what has been a big year for him in just a few moments. But the pair, of course, became only the third Donegal crew to win the rally by taking the title on the final stage by just half a second ahead of Cork driver Keith Cronin and his co-driver Mikey Galvin. Kelly and Barrett became the first crew to win the national and the international sections of the event in successive years, and only the third Donegal crew, as we said, to be crowned champions after Vincent Bonner and Seamus McGettigan, and then the Boyle cousins of Declan and Brian Boyle, which was in 2014. Manus and Donal never led the rally until they came off the end of the very last stage, which was Fannad. And this was Manus immediately when he got out of the car, realising that he'd won the Donegal International.
Unbelievable, Osh. I just can't get my breath back. I'll tell you what, I'll let you get your breath back. What about a big roar for your Donegal champion? Manus, have you got your breath back yet?
I just about, Osh.
That's been a massive effort outside of the car for this rally, led up by Paul Crummies and a team of unbelievable people, and how would this year to them, and it's for each one of them. And thanks for everybody standing here. Manus, 0.4 of a second, that was some running fun. We're not left, are you? We're nearly gone. And now we knew we were going to be pushed to the line. We were afraid to attack Atlantic Drive because it was just too treacherous. So we've always been quick and fast, and we said we'd leave it to the last thing and see if what we could do. Fair play to Cronin, and he pushed us to the line now, but we got across it, thank God.
Listen, they're all looking to get in here. We'll bring Donal in as well. Donal, national champion last year, outright winner in 2016. The smile on your face says it all.
Oh, mad, Oshie. Mad. What a talent this man is. What a talent, you know. I hadn't even driven the car in the wet before today, you know, and to go out and do what he did was unbelievable. Mad.
We knew for quite a few years that Manus Kelly had a serious rally talent, so he had. Well, we've seen him do in the Escort, and to do it in so short a time to transfer to a WRC Subaru.
Aye, and obviously we had a bit of luck people going out, but he was on the pace from the start as well, Oshin, you know, and that makes it, you know, obviously you feel it for Donna and Declan especially, because they were having such a battle, but that's rallying, and we're going to enjoy this for a long time.
Yeah, you played your part as well, so you did.
She was best friend. She was great. Yeah. Amazing, really.
Well, listen, well done. You deserve everything she used to. You have it all now, hey, Donal?
That's it. Yeah. You're tired now, actually.
Yeah.
Well, that's your navigator that won the international, Manus, Donal Barrett. What's the feeling now, listening back to those memories from June this year?
No, you know, this, my heart's kind of skipping a beat there, listening to that again, Osh. It's just, it never gets old. Like, it's just an unbelievable feeling. My eyes was actually falling up there again. It's just, it's one of them things you'll never forget, like, and the day of day, like, it's class.
Yeah, Donal doesn't take much credit. He always passes it back towards you, but we have to give Donal a big mention here, because it's a team effort, and I know the driver sometimes gets the limelight a lot more, but you wouldn't have been able to do what you've done without that man beside you.
Not a hope, boss. And I suppose the navigator is an unsung hero in all rally cars. And a good driver will tell you he's going nowhere without his navigator, you know. If I had gone around, started a fan without Donal Barrett, I wouldn't be sitting in your studio today, no way. Donal's a top class navigator. Unfortunately, with commitments, family commitments, work commitments, Donal's called it a day now. But you wouldn't know, he might come back in future years again. But no. The navigator's job's a tricky job. I definitely wouldn't be one for something in the passenger seat, don't I?
What was it like in the car before you took off and fanned for that last one? Because as the day filtered on, you were getting closer and closer, and then you came off the drive. And what was the run like between the Atlantic Drive heading to Fannad, and those seconds before you were about to hit launch control and head into those final miles of the rally?
Oh, it was surreal. Like, we left Downings, like, after coming off Atlantic Drive, and Keith had taken just over a second out of us, and which I'd expected, and I was happy that that's what all he took, you know, because it just didn't suit our car, and I felt it was too treacherous to push in there, and given that we had taken 18 seconds. We're 18 seconds quicker than Keith in the first run over Fannett. You know, I knew that, you know, I was going to be able to manage 7-8 seconds. You know, I was confident that I thought I had the car for it, and, you know, that the stage suited me better and suited the car better. And, you know, I would... We didn't speak very much, you know, Verdonald's always giving out and scowling at me, hit me with the elbow, and I never speak, but just be in the zone, like, you know, and no, we didn't speak, neither of us spoke at all. We went over and we drove over, and I remember going up to the start line, Kendrum, and just, you know, I remember looking over, and Barrett says, you know, Barrett said to me, he said, oh, what are we doing? I says, we're going for gold, and that's just what we did, eh? And it was some push now.
Did going for gold even come into mind on Saturday morning when you were sitting on the field in Gary Gord?
Not at all, Oisin. Like, you know, the rally was only really starting for me on Saturday morning. Like, the Friday, I found it difficult to get used to. I was trying to, struggling to get, you know, the best out of the car all the time, best out of myself. And the Saturday morning, you know, we went out in the first stage and out over the top of Knockalla. I love Knockalla. And I think Declan was just a half a second quicker than us on it. We were second fastest. And, you know, I thought, right, here we go. Like, this is time, you know, to kick on now. Down into Gary Gort and through Gary Gort, with an unreal run through Gary Gort. And I just got caught out in that small bit of braking before the corner. And I just said, oh, I remember just a big tree. You could just see the big tree. And I knew it wasn't happening. So I steered away from the tree and just steered it into the field over the hedge. And I remember just pulling the handbrake in the field and sitting on the big long grass and looking out, and I went, oh my God, how did you manage to do this? Like, you know, I started, yeah. You know, the thoughts were going through my head was, you know, the sponsors, all the effort, all the team, you know, have let everybody down, and I was, and it just came out. And all the time, we never spoke, no one spoke, and there was a few lads from Cork trying to get an old wire gate open, and eventually got open, got out the end of the stage, and I never felt as low in a car, like, you know, but, we got back to service, and, I had an unbelievable positive team behind me, head up by Paul Crummish, and a good friend of mine, David McGinley, was at with me, and we had a good chat in the truck, and he got things turned around in my head, my big thick lens woolly head, and we go back out under the car, and we weren't taking no for an answer, and that was it, you know.
It's amazing what can happen in a day. Now, it's a long event. There's only 1 3-day rally in the country now, and that is Donegal, and you have to put in the miles, and no matter what happens, if you're going to be in with a chance of winning it at the front or in your class, you have to get your car to the finish. And there was quite a few boys on the Saturday afternoon, the likes of Donna and then Declan, who was leading, that their cars couldn't stick the pace mechanically. So in that latter part of the day, and you in your home patch as well, Manus, the whole thing changed from where you were on the Saturday morning.
Yeah, I mean, Donna and Declan were having a great battle at the front. Especially, I went out then into the field. You know, it was a Donna-Declan battle. And for me, it was about trying to get up on the podium again. And, you know, the two lads, and then poor Donna's car went with mechanical difficulty, and then Declan went on through Gart, and we were pushing hard then at this stage. We were trying to get back up onto the podium, you know, and work our way back. And obviously in rallying, as you say, you never know what was going to happen. The next thing, I passed Declan down past your Doherty shop in Gart, and I just went, oh my God, like. And at that stage, we come out off the thing, we got it for Declan, obviously. Declan, very good friend of mine, Brian, and we came out off that stage, and we just looked at one another and said, you wouldn't know what would happen here. Yeah. And, you know, and that was basically as much a conversation we had. And at that stage, I think we were still almost a minute behind. Mm-hmm. But it was, you know, we still thought that, you know, we were that bit quicker than the rest of them on the other stages. So
Yeah, that's one of the strange things about that weekend, Oisin, as well, is that the lead changed hands so often over the 3 days. But, you know, I wonder, Manus, a lot of people had you guys written off, I think, even on the Sunday, because you were so far behind. But you yourselves, you obviously, you were in the zone, you got the head right again. You never wrote yourselves off?
No, we didn't. Yeah. No, Dermot, when you're put in that situation, like, you know, you're backed into the corner, you're going to come out fighting, like, and, you know, rallying's it's a tough game, and, you know, anything can happen. Like, you could lose three top contenders in the one stage, just like that, like, you know. And you have to come out and fight. That's more than any sport, you have to fight for everything you get. And we knew that if we went out and we performed, we give our best, and we weren't going to be far away at the end of the day. And that's when we left it a bit on the tight side, but yeah, that's the way it ended up.
But you mentioned you had to fight and you had to lay down a marker. you took a brave decision Sunday morning going on slicks.
Yeah,
and Glenn, and I know from speaking to you afterwards, and even the conversation last week, that those people around you, some people they thought that that might be too much, but you laid it down, Manus.
Yeah, well, to be honest, Oisin, you know, over the years I've always liked the wet, always performed well in the wet. Not every driver likes the wet, you know. If I'm being honest, I'd rather drive in the dry, but always performed well enough in the wet. And that morning, I remember going down and just. It had rained a lot, you know, but I just felt that it had stopped raining at that stage. I knew there'd be a bit of standing water. I kind of thought with my knowledge I would be able to watch, you know, I'd know roughly where I could expect to find standing water. And unless the water's running down the road, you know, if you do go out in slick tyres, you still have a good, very good grip, you know, and it's all psychologically, a lot of it's in the head. And the team and a few others and the camp were not happy. Like, they said, you know, are you making the right decision? I remember just looking around one stage and just put my hand up and I said, guys, I've made my decision now, that's it. And I walked up into the truck and probably it was the decision that won the rally me.
Yeah. Could you repeat your drive, your performance on Fannett if you were asked to do it tomorrow? Could you pull it out of the bag the way you done? Because there's a whole lot of things had to go right for you that day, and there was.
It did.
On that stage.
Yeah, and believe you me, there was twice on there that it very nearly went very badly wrong. Could I repeat it? You could always try to repeat it, Oisin, and, you know, you do those stages, and I suppose any driver that has done Donegal over the years, no matter how many times you do those stages, mm-hmm. how many times you go around those corners, you know, there'll always be some wee thing that'll throw you, or, you know, it'll be thrown into the mix that could put you up or down. And I was glad to get through it on that occasion, and to have to do it again in the wet like that wouldn't be something I would be looking forward to.
Yeah. To win an event the size of Donegal, and I've known you since we were at school together in St Eunan's, and watched you coming through the different categories of rallying and then got up to national, and you certainly had your ups and downs, your good days and your bad days. But when you got out of the car, we heard the clip, all that emotion just was released, Manus, and you realised that you've got to the top of your sport here in Ireland.
Yeah, like, you know, rallying, I've been rallying a long time, and had a serious bad accident in 2014, as you know, and like, I took a lot out of myself, the whole family, the lot, you know, and it was a very difficult year. And I remember, you know, we came back from 2014, went into the national section in 2015, modified car. I still say it's an unbelievable event. It's a challenge. National cars, modified, it's just unbelievable. We won that in 2015. It was just a weight over our shoulders. And to be fair, everything we competed on after, the two rallies after that, we've won and runner up in the harvest there passed. And it's mad the way, you know, if you stick with something and if your heart's in it, you know, and you know, the bad days are the days that'll stand here at the end of the day, you know.
Yeah. Well, the next question is going to be, what's next? Are you going to get this team around you together again, Manus? What's 2017? Because you are now in a very privileged position that next June, if you're going to compete in Donegal, you're going to be the first car off the ramp, and you're going to have number one on that door.
Yeah, that's like, the thought of it, Oisin, is just class. I can't wait to start Donegal. We're definitely going back to defend our title. It is most likely to be the S12B again. So, but we're looking at a few. I'm hoping to do a few rallies now, you know, between March and June, and try and get match fit and get in there, and you know, be able to give ourselves a good account of ourselves. A new navigator there, Gareth Doherty's on the notes there as well, so it's great to get some experience for Gareth there as well. So yeah, please God, that's looking like the programme at the minute.
And I think worth making the point that, you know, the rally had a couple of difficult years not so long ago. People spoke afterwards about this being one of the great rallies, and there really was a great buzz about things, and it augurs well for the future.
It does indeed. It does indeed. Like the rally, Donegal International Rally, I'm sure everybody appreciates how much it brings to this county. You know, the crowds, you know, even like the stuff that has happened after the rally, since I won it, like, in small things like going to the local school and opening festivals, and they're all joking and laughing about it, but it's all lovely things, you know. And, you know, it's amazing the people you meet in the street, and they don't even, they're not even real rally followers, but yeah, you're the buck that won the rally, you know, or whatever. Yeah. And, you know, it's that's a great sport, and long may it continue.
Yep, so you're definitely not down from the high one on the international, I don't know, man.
No, we're still in the clouds, Oisin, for now, and we're still in the clouds.
Yeah. Well, listen, you're not going away because you're joining us in studio for the rest of the programme. We're going to talk Gaelic games because whatever you guys are putting in the water out there in Glensfully, you seem to be winning rallies and football, and you have the magic ingredients at the moment, anyway, that's for sure. But we'll go for a commercial break because there's more motorsport to come after these. And you're welcome back to our sports review of the year. We're joined in studio by Manus Kelly, winner of the Donegal International. It's been an epic year for himself, and of course, not forgetting about his navigator, Donald Barrett, as the crew became only the third all Donegal crew to win the Donegal International after Vincent Bonner and Seamus McGettigan and the Boyle cousins of Declan and Brian Boyle. We'll hear from Declan Boyle in just a few moments. But elsewhere in rally and Letterkenny man Rory Kennedy was the navigator as Gary Jennings drove the Subaru to win in the Galway Rally in February. Donna Kelly came from behind to win the Rally of Lakes in Killarney. It was Kelly's second time to win the event. Conor Foley was calling the notes. They also won the Burr Stages Rally. Aside from their disappointment of losing the Donegal International, Declan and Brian Boyle won the Martin Howley Memorial Donegal Stages Rally in October. It was a hat-trick of Harvest Stages Rallies for the Letcher crew, who won by over a minute and a half from the chasing pack. They were fastest on each of the eight stages in brilliant conditions for rallying. It was dry, it was sunny in the south of the county. Manus and his navigator Gareth Doherty were second. Niall McGuire and Enda Sherry were third in another Subaru. Speaking afterwards, Declan Boyle was delighted to get another Harvest one.
It's Martin C, Martin Howley, and it's great to have her name attached to his rally, and over the moon to get it 3 years in a row, and just delighted, absolutely delighted to get it.
Well, Gar went faultless for you today. Eight fastest stages, winning it by a minute and 36 seconds. The car was very, very impressive, and so was your driving, Declan, by all accounts. Talking to spectators who are out watching you.
Well, you know, the car is one thing, and you need a good man on with you too. And to be fair, navigators, you know, don't get no appreciation at all. As always with the driver, but you know, I certainly have a very good man on, and he controls me. Yeah. And he does a lot of driving from his side as well.
Yeah. Well, listen, Declan, it ends the year in style for you. Donegal International ended in disappointment, but now in these closing weeks, you're ending the year on a positive note, victory in Clare, and to win again in Donegal.
Definitely, you know, the last three or four rallies we won. I think this might be the fourth, or maybe the fifth that we won in a row. It's just a pity about the national championship, but that's the way it goes. You can't win them all.
Declan Boyle speaking after winning the Harvest. That was one of five rallies after he made his exit from the Donegal International Rally that the Letcher crew went on to win. They're victorious in Lurgan Park, the ALMC in Trim, the Tipperary Rally, and the Clare Rally. But you're a good friend of Declan's, Manus, and without doubt one of the most talented drivers that this country has.
I would say Declan, at the minute, is top of his game. Obviously, to be fair to the man, he's put in some serious work over the last number of years there. Coming from the S12, one in Donegal, getting into a left-hand drive car, Fiesta even in Donegal last year, and then competing this year in the style that he did. That's an unbelievable achievement. And they won five rallies in a row, like, who could say that? It's brilliantly.
Yeah, and Declan and Brian, that is, will be a force to be reckoned with next year, of course, in their Ford Fiesta WRC. We'll mention the chairman of the Moto Club as well, Brian Brogan,
yes,
with Damien McGettigan on board, because they've had a good year. They had two wins, and they went all the way to Cork to get them in October. They won the Cork 20 Rally, and earlier in the year they won the West Cork Rally as well. That S-Corp performing very well in Munster, and you have to give the two boys credit because they're difficult events to win, man.
Yeah, definitely. They competed down there in the past. Oh, I've seen crashed out of Cork 20, or crashed out of West Cork, and finished runner up in Cork 20. Damien and Brian, the lads, they seem to be, you know, down that part of the country, and they've won those two rallies. It's just a pity that, you know, Donegal hasn't gone well for them. They've been so unlucky, and please God, it'll come that road for them soon.
Yeah, and they were leading the national rally at one stage this year, on the Friday as well. But Cork's a hard place to go because there's equally the amount of talented drivers down there as what we have up here, man.
Oh, it seems like the Cork. The West Cork Rally is one of the most difficult rallies you could do. I remember whenever we competed, and just that's serious. And they all know, the more than us down here, they know their way about down there as well. So, no, it's two brilliant victories for the two lads.
On the WRC front, Chris Meek took part in a limited programme with Citroën this year as they developed the new car for 2017. But the County Tyrone man made his marker and laid down a gauntlet for the coming season. Chris and co-driver Paul Nagel took their second WRC career win in Portugal. That was in May. And they finished, 19 stages, nearly half a minute ahead of Andreas Mikkelsen in Norway. And Sebastian Ogier, the world champion, was a further 5 seconds behind in place. However, their biggest win to date came in July, the end of the month, where they dominated the biggest rally of them all, Rally of Finland. They took victory by 28.1 seconds from the Volkswagen Polo of home favourite Jari-Matti Latvala, with Volkswagen gone from the championship and Citroën taking on a full programme. Chris Meek is certainly seen as one of the contenders for next year. But Manus, if you're a rally driver and you want to win the biggest event of the lot of them, you can't get any bigger than Finland. I think you've been to Finland to watch it. Yeah.
Finland 5 times. Yeah. It's spectacular. It's unreal. Even to drive around those stages after they go down, it's amazing to see jumping on the crests and the corners. And I mean, for Chris Meek to be doing what he's doing out there against the local Jari-Matti Latvala that I had the pleasure of meeting one of the years I was there, is unbelievable. Unbelievable stuff, like, and what's the space? I think definitely.
I think we'll move to the motorbikes. Have you managed motorbikes yet, Manus, or are you sticking to the four wheel?
Four wheels for me. but I've great admiration for them. Myself and Paul Crumbish actually was the Northwest there this year, and it's unbelievable stuff to watch. They're just so talented, lads on two wheels, and
you need to be brave.
They're bonkers.
You need to be brave. I'll tell you, there's a young man from Kilmacrenan who's had a big year, 14-year-old Rhys Erwin, because he secured the Irish Masters Championship at Mondello International Race Circuit with 2 rounds in hand and has a 100% winning record on his 125cc Aprilia against the more powerful 300cc bikes. He also has the track record on both the national and the international in Mondello. It doesn't stop there, because in the British Super Teens Championships he finished second, being pipped by just 1 point on the last weekend of racing. He took 5 wins and 24 podiums through the season. He was the only Irish rider from this year that was selected to travel to Spain for the Red Bull Rookies MotoGP trials. He was one of 100 of the world's best teen riders picked from a worldwide selection of over 5,000. Rhys also took third in the Irish Rider of the Year award. It's been a phenomenal year for him, Manus, given that his young age, and he's taken on riders that are probably twice his age, but he's also taken them on in machinery that's got twice the speed that he has. So the young man deserves a lot of credit for.
Serious credit, Austin. Two wheels, 14 years of age, that just says it all. Like, great, and you know, he's a young lad from Kilmacrenan. I mean, you know, it's the fun and all it takes to get that, you know, to be able to compete in all this stuff as well, and just basically the attitude that he needs for it as well. It's just fair play to him.
Yeah, and his brother Keelan is competing as well, at a couple of ones, a good year for him, also in England too. Right, we're going to go for a commercial break. Manus is staying with us because he also has a hand in Gaelic Games as well. He got himself a championship title this year. We'll hear all about that after these.